Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. For the past couple weeks, we've been airing excerpts from our recent CEF of Illinois fall fundraiser with our guest speaker, Dr. Brian Chappell. However, before Dr. Chappell spoke that evening, we shared with our CEF friends and our ministry supporters a report not only about our recent summer ministry outreach for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois, but also about our fall school year ministry in the public schools with the After School Good News Clubs. Currently, we have over 60 Good News Clubs that meet in the public school held immediately after school, with almost 1,000 children enrolled weekly across the state. However, these after-school Good News Clubs are not just a statewide ministry, but also a local ministry, including right here in Central Illinois. Today, we're going to pick up right where we left off with Joe Hostetler, the Assistant State Director, sharing a Good News Club ministry report and also a special testimony from a Good News Club team leader, Nancy France, who has been teaching in two Good News Clubs weekly during the school year for the past 10 years. We hope you enjoy.
I am Jill Hostetler, and I am the Assistant State Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. I have been serving in this area many years, but I don't just oversee the local ministry. I also oversee any ministry that maybe doesn't have an active work or a local office right there in the state, throughout the state. And so I just wanted to share this evening just a little bit about some things that are happening locally with Good News Clubs and also what's happening in other parts of the state. And just as Katrina had mentioned, we're so thankful for a fruitful summer ministry that God had given us. And we're also looking forward to what God is doing this school year in our Good News Club ministry. That testimony that was just, it's one of my favorites because I hear from Good News Club teachers the same thing that is happening in schools, not just that one, but throughout our area. Right now, we have 7 Good News Clubs that are actively happening as of this month. They all kind of begin in September. One of those is a brand new school that we're just beginning. And so we're very thankful to see that. But we have 2 more that we're praying God would open the door. One of them is a school in East Peoria, Glendale School, so please be praying for that. And we also are praying for Eureka. There's a school in Eureka that has always been open to us and always has allowed us to come in for a Good News Club, but we are needing a team. We have a team leader, but she's trying to assemble her team right now. So pray for that one as well. We would love to see that ministry begin again. It had been happening and then kind of took a break. And so we'd love to see that happen again. Well, God is also doing a work outside of this area. And we, in Alton, Illinois, we have a coordinator, ministry coordinator there. And he has been working hard. And he has 3 churches that have said, yes, we want to adopt a local school in our community. 2 of those schools have already received approval, and now we are waiting on the last one, Alton in Alton, Illinois. So please be praying for that last school that we're asking God to open the door so that they can begin as well. And we actually go next weekend down to Alton for their training. We do a 2-day training with them and to get them launched and started. So we're very excited to see that. A little over a month ago, we were just kind of finishing our summer ministry. I received a phone call from a woman who just moved to Jacksonville, Illinois. And I had to look at a map. I wasn't even sure where Jacksonville was, but I realized, oh, that's kind of in one of those areas that the state office covers. And she said, I just moved from Maryland, my husband and I, and I was a Good News Club team leader in Maryland. And she said, I will work in any school in Jacksonville. Will you see if you can get an open door in any of the schools? I don't care which one. I will go anywhere. So I contacted the district, and they said, well, there is one school that has no Boys and Girls Club, has no after school, and they would program, and they would love to have one. So if you're open to that one school, why don't you meet with us and we'll talk about it? And of course, I was like, yes, we will take that one school. And in the meantime, the team leader had told me, she said, I am going to start subbing in the school because I want to start building relationships with these different principals and teachers and the students. And so by the time we met, we walked into an office and she seemed to know the team leader, already kind of knew one lady. They kind of went, oh, hi, you know, and then another lady recognized her, and but they didn't really know how they knew each other. And then we began to meet with the administrator to talk about the Good News Club program. By the end of that meeting, the administrator shared with us her testimony of how she came to know the Lord as her Savior. And she said, and you might recognize those two out. One of those, she led me to the Lord. And the other one, I think you guys go to the same church. Actually, I go to this. You're visiting that same church. It was like, you know, one of the things we prayed for is, you know, God go before us, you know. And even how he just, even the salvation of those ladies and how it was just an amazing meeting. We just saw how God worked. And of course, they were very favorable about the Good News Club. And afterwards, I was talking to the team leader, and she said, you know, I've already gotten approached by three principals that say they want a Good News Club in their school. So please be praying for that Jacksonville area. The doors are opening, and we haven't had the official approval yet, but we are asking the Lord for that and are excited to see that happen. Well, lastly, I wanted to invite one of our team leaders. Actually, she's a team leader for two Good News Clubs. Both of those, this church has actually adopted these schools. And so Nancy France is going to come up and share a testimony of her many years, I think 10 plus years at least, as a team leader in Good News Club. Thanks for sharing, Nancy.
So my name is Nancy France. I'm Carrie's wife, and I work in the schools. I'm a teacher, and I've had quite a few experiences sharing Christ in the public schools to teachers. And so I was sharing Christ with one of my students in Lakin, and I was using actually a flip chart from Good News Club, the Thanksgiving booklet. So I'm reading through, and my student started to ask me like 15 questions. Who is Jesus? Oh, how do you get to heaven? And she was 8. I answered her questions calmly, started talking to her. She folded her hands, prayed out loud to make a profession in Christ. And I'm like, this is good for her, but really bad for me. And so I was really elated that she was able to accept Christ. Although the next day, my administrator called me and said, you know, Nancy, the principal who's Jehovah's Witness and a superintendent said you were sharing your faith illegally. And I honestly was, but I just tried to get through it. So the next day at 6 a.m., I was calling a lawyer who defends Christian teachers in the public school. He gave me great advice, what to say, what to write, what to bring before the board. And I finally got through that situation without losing my job. But I felt if I lost the job, then I'll just do more Good News Clubs. So that's what I thought. So I was on a quest how to share Christ legally in the schools. And so I'm doing all this research and looking at lawyers and cases. And then I thought, it's really only in my backyard. CEF has these clubs that you can legally share Christ within the schools. And so after volunteering, you know, many years in Dunlap, there's one principal in one of the schools, and he was real hesitant. There's over 800 students in this school. And so he's like, Nancy, I have to go sit there, and I'm going to observe this for a couple weeks. I'm not sure about this. He was super hesitant, and kind of we got a lot of a pullback from it. And so he's come a long ways. We've had it for 14 years, and now he's promoting it. So when we went to pass out the flyers to announce on back-to-school night, pass out 600 flyers, and he was right there. We were the only ones allowed to be with the parents, and all the other clubs were an obsolete part of the school. So that's how far along he's come. And when we went to Africa to get our kids out of Africa, they knew one English couple sentence, and it was John 3:16. That was the only English. So after a year, I asked them, because now their English is better, who told you about John 3:16? And he said, a lady who was a teacher from Good News Club. I was just amazed from Zambia that even Zambia was touched by the ministry of Good News Club. And so I see this as a very short volunteer time. Really, you're just really into it from 2:30 to 4, and the impact on these children is amazing. So we've seen over 100 professions of faith during that time, and children are eager to tell their parents and spread the word and invite other kids to the club. A really neat thing, Carrie and I will be sitting in the bleachers for one of our boys, and like Good News Club kids that were kindergarten or first grade come up to us, oh, you were our leader, you know. And so it just kind of all goes full circle. But really, we're all there for the same cause, the cause to follow Christ and make Christ known. And for the fact that CEF, you can do it legally, and the offices here in Peoria is amazing to me. Just an opportunity that may never last with our government the way we're going. So it is such a time as this that we have this opportunity to freely get into the schools. There's really many ways you can help CEF. You can be an administrator of a club. You can be a teacher. You can be a leader. But we really need help. There's six other schools in Dunlap that we could be at. And so just more people that have that vision to reach people for Christ is the ones that need to come and volunteer, because we need it. And so also there is an eternal lasting value for this. We're not here on earth to set our eyes on worldly things and distractions that these worldly things bring. We're here to set our sights on eternity, that our hearts are so longing for kids in our community and schools to come to know Christ. A way you could participate is start praying for the schools in your neighborhood that God would raise up leaders to be able to go into that school to share Christ with them.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations as we continue to air excerpts from our recent CEF of Illinois Ministry Report shared at our fall fundraiser. Next week, we hope you join us as we begin airing Dr. Brian Chappell's powerful presentation that he shared that evening called Celebrating Generations, and why he believes that the ministry of CEF is so important, even vital, in reaching this future generation. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.